I am indeed, and I keep watching numbers that would try, you know, trying to find the proverbial canary in the coal mine to see what's really going on with the economy. And speaking of Christmas, one of the numbers that we saw yesterday that was kind of encouraging, and that's DHL, you know, one of the three major international package companies, said that Monday was the busiest day that they'd seen this year, and that their volume is up 10% to 15% over last year in terms of package delivery. Don't have a similar number from FedEx or UPS, but we'll see. But today, this morning, let's also talk about used cars and lobster tails, because that'll tell us something, too. CarMax, which is the largest publicly traded used car company in the country, about 100 lots they operate, say that their sales were up significantly, 23% over last year, same-store sales up 16%. And they point out that because of the unemployment issue and the depressed economy, that they are continuing to see huge demand for used cars. So that may or may not be one of those canaries we're looking for. And I mentioned lobster tails. Darden Restaurants, which owns three venues that we have represented here in Fort Smith, and that's Olive Garden, Red Lobster, and recently opened Longhorn Steakhouse, reported numbers that were pretty good. So people may be buying used cars instead of new cars, but they're eating out. If you've been to Red Lobster lately, you know what I'm talking about. They say same-store sales, Olive Garden up 2%, Longhorn Steakhouse up 6.8%. Maybe we helped them with the opening of the new one in Fort Smith. Red Lobster down about 1.6%. Earnings were ahead of expectations. And here's an unusual story, Dennis, to close out on this morning, and that is TD Bank, which is the Toronto Dominion Bank, second-largest bank in Canada, buying Chrysler Financial for about $6.3 billion. This is in two weeks, this is the second major acquisition of a U.S. lender by a Canadian bank. People may have forgotten that Chrysler was really privately owned when it had to be bailed out in 2008 or so. It was owned by Service Capital Management, and they are going to recoup about part of their $7.5 billion purchase price by selling Chrysler Financial to TD Bank. TD also owns about half of TD Ameritrade, if you see those commercials on TV all the time. So Canadians see something going on in the U.S. Maybe that also speaks of a recovery here. 2 weeks in a row, two major Canadian banks buying major lenders in the United States.